Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
Be organized. And I want to make a note here. I think that a lot of us carry our shopping lists around in our heads, and that's not the best place to carry a shopping list. So I would say, you know, use a notebook or put it in your notes app on your phone, which is I like. You know, you can put your recipients, how much you plan to spend, some gift ideas. That's there forever. So next year you can look back and be like, oh, right, I got Aunt Mary that thing last year. So let me find something else. Or I spent this much on this person. It's just a good way to stay organized and on track. So I would say get organized first. Never take a price at face value. So get into that habit of looking for ways to save on every single thing that you buy. And then I would say the last one is for this year, it's have a plan B, because you may not be able to find what you're looking for. And so, you know, you may need to opt for a gift card. You may need to opt for an IOU. It might just come down to that this year. So those would be my three tips for 2021.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton-Game, where we flip the script on the old school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
Welcome back to the show. It is so good to have you here. We have one of my favorite people on the show today talking about one of my very favorite subjects. In this episode, our favorite smart shopping expert, Trey Boge, is back to share the best tips for saving money on holiday shopping this year. It's true that this holiday season might look a little different. We've got supply chain issues, the reality that the virus is still hanging around, and experts predict that holiday shopping might actually be on a decline this year. I'm not really convinced. But Trey is here to share her thoughts on trends that will emerge this holiday season, how to score cash back on your holiday shopping, her favorite websites for deals, and how to set realistic holiday shopping expectations on just about any budget. I'm so thrilled to bring you this holiday shopping episode. I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money. Let's jump into the conversation. Trey, well, welcome back to the podcast. It is so good to hear you. I know all the listeners love all of these holiday shopping episodes, so thanks for being here.
I am delighted to be here. Thank you.
Last time we talked was last year, 2020 holiday season, obviously a little bit different. And so just sort of curious, like, what's going to happen this holiday season?
Yeah, so it is different than it was last year. Last year, obviously, we all remember. We probably can never forget. So what's good is that obviously the world is opening up a bit more. We might be able to see some family and friends this holiday. And from a retail and shopping perspective, of course, it means that we're venturing back into the stores, maybe in a limited fashion, but of course, much more so than last year. And then now we have all of these supply chain issues. Right. That are happening around the world. So this year is going to be very unique.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. Like, I'll go to a site where they're maybe like advertising a sale, and then I'll go to find an item and it'll be out of stock, out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. And it's just such a crazy environment. So for those listening who like don't maybe understand what's going on with the supply chain, what is actually going on with it?
Yeah, so it's fairly complex, but to simplify, you know, from what I understand, it really kicked off at the beginning of the pandemic when we were all hoarding our toilet paper and our sanitizing wipes, and that kind of created a problem right there. And then pile the pandemic on top of it, so that creates employment issues and shortages there. And then because of that, we have log jams at the ports, and so it really created this snowball effect that has been continuing this entire time. And of course, now with the holiday season in the US really heating up and that demand escalating as well, that creates a bigger problem. And so that's why I've been saying, probably for people are probably sick of me saying it at this point, since late August, you might want to start shopping early because you might have trouble finding things. And like you just said, you've gone shopping yourself and found that things are out of stock. And as the holiday season progresses, my fear is that that's only going to compound. And so I do think that it's important for people, especially if they have very specific items on their list, to start looking for those things now. Because if you can get them now, you should get them now, even if you can't get that great big holiday discount on it, for instance.
Yeah. And it's, I think, you know, we're obviously recording this mid-November, right before Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And I always have this moment where I'm trying to figure out if I see something and it's in stock, but maybe it's not on sale, do I wait till it's on sale, or do I just go ahead and grab it now out of fear that maybe it's not going to be available? Are there any best practices for, I mean, especially this year, like when to actually push the buy button on certain items?
Right. So, you know, I would say to push the buy button on very specific items where you have no wiggle room. So for instance, if your child is asking for a specific toy that's been popping up on all the hot toy lists, or, you know, especially gaming consoles, like the PlayStation 5 has been really hard to get. And there's the new Xbox that's been really hard to get. And then tech items as well, because of the chip shortage. If someone on your list is asking for a specific phone or specific tablet, those are the things you want to get now. Just keep in mind that a lot of the major retailers, like your Target, Walmart, Best Buy, Amazon, they do have some level of price protection. Now, of course, that takes effort. You have to actually go back and ask for the difference. And, you know, if you're price comparing between retailers, typically the policy is that item must be in stock in both places in order to get the money back. So of course, if you found a PlayStation 5 at a certain price and then it's at a better price elsewhere, but then it's out of stock at the original place, you're kind of out of luck. So it's a little bit of a tricky situation. You just might have to eat that full price at that point. I mean, the other thing that I would say, though, is that if you do find the item at a certain place and it's not on sale, I would take the extra moment to look at your favorite deal site and see maybe if there's a cash back offer that can be applied, or a discount that they're offering through their own site that you could then apply to that product. So that could help make up for some of that savings that you're losing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm actually a little embarrassed to admit this, but I have never done that where I've gone back and said, oh, it's, you know, now a different price, or it's a different price in another retailer. Can I get the difference back? How often do people do this? I mean, I would assume it's successful when it works.
Yeah, I mean, it is successful. And, you know, Target's making a big deal out of it this year because they were encouraging consumers to shop so early. And so they are offering this in a big way across their store, their website, and then select competitors. I'm not really want to do that either. But I do think that especially now, if you did buy something early and you see it on sale over Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and you have the receipt, I think it could be worth asking, because for instance, it becomes a doorbuster on Black Friday and it's 40% off and you paid full price. Like, that could be substantial if it's an expensive item. So I think even for those of us who aren't willing to take the time to do it, it might be worth doing now this year.
Okay, that makes sense. I like that. It's a little added motivation for me too. Right. I love a good deal, but I also love to save money. So if the two things are combined, I mean, it's like the perfect scenario for me.
Right, same here.
And you mentioned deal sites. I know we've talked about this before, but I always forget year to year. I know you have some favorites. Are there any deal sites or apps or different tricks that you have of places that we can go to really find these deals?
Yeah. So, and you know, full disclosure, I work with a lot of deal sites, but I work with the deal sites that I really like. So I'll tell you why I would suggest certain deal sites for certain things. So slickdeals.net is a site that I work with. I really like them right now because they're community run. They have 12 million deal seekers on their site voting and vetting on deals at any given time. So it's a little more robust in terms of what you can save there. 12 million? Yes. Believe it or not, I know it's crazy. And what's amazing is that this community is very active and passionate. And so you can use their community message boards to find certain items that you're having a hard time getting. And they also have a deal alert, which I really like too. If there's something specific that you're looking for, you can set a deal alert for it, and then you'll be alerted when that item goes on sale. So I like Slick Deals for that. There's another site called Smarty, which has a subscription service called the Smarty Plus, and it's $19.99 a month, but you get $15 back when you sign up. And the reason why I think that Smarty is really good right now is that it works like a little shopping assistant. It gives you access to exclusive sales, but also double cash back, which cash back is going to be really big this season. Helps get you credit for price drops and rebates, as well as shipping and return costs. So just like what we were talking about. And they're starting to launch this new service. It's not live yet, but it will be in a few days, where if you have food delivered regularly, you can get delivery rebates of up to $15 a month. So if you're ordering food a couple times a month, that $19 a month that you're paying for with Smarty would, you know, it's basically paid right. for. So that's one that I would recommend if you're doing a lot of holiday shopping. And then I would say Rakuten and Coupon Cabin, they have coupons and cash back, but both sites are going to be offering enhanced cash back over the Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. So I'm talking up to 10% on Black Friday. Rakuten's offering up to 15% cash back with select retailers on Cyber Monday. And these are major retailers like Macy's, Bloomie's, Walgreens, Ulta. So those are the things that I would really be looking at right now. And, you know, if you're sort of a one site person, like pick which one appeals to you based on what I just said. I actually like to use a few of them at once, because if you install their browser extension, they'll alert you to available savings and as you go. And so you can kind of compare and contrast and see which offer is best for you at that particular time.
I'm really liking this cashback. Is this and like a new trend that's starting out, retailers just figuring out like this is really what's enticing people on top of already the sale or discount?
Well, cashback has been around for a while. And I think that what's happening now is it's become so appealing to consumers that the cashback sites have grown very quickly and they're able to command exclusive arrangements with major retailers, right? So, you know, to offer up to 15% cash back on Cyber Monday from Rakuten, like that's major. Like if you're buying something that's a couple hundred dollars and you can get up to 15% cash back, like that's huge. And, you know, all the sites function a little bit differently, but a cash back is typically like it goes into your account on that site and then you can redeem it in a few different ways. Some of them send a check, some of them put it in PayPal, and then you can just cash it out. Some of them will give you your choice of gift cards from different retailers. So cashback is legit and it's real. And it is huge for Black Friday, Cyber Monday in particular. And these sites will be doing really exciting things in December as well. So if you're not a cashback user yet, it is definitely worth a look.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. So we've got obviously Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then we kind of Hanukkah comes early this year. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of roll into, you know, Christmas and then the New Year. So, I mean, traditionally it was obviously Black Friday was just a one day shopping thing. And it was Cyber Monday was a one day shopping thing. And so I'm curious, do we see the same sort of frenzied deals that we might see kind of even leading up to Black Friday and Cyber Monday that we'll see like through December? Or are there certain like peaks and valleys of when we can get the best deal?
Sure. So there's a little bit of an ebb and flow to this. And so what I see every year is that Black Friday and Cyber Monday, while you will be able to find discounts across a number of categories, like there are a few little sweet spots that I would focus on. So because of the supply chain issues, I would focus on those specific items that you have on your list, A. And then B, I would look at three categories. I would look at tech, apparel and footwear, fall apparel and footwear specifically, and beauty. Those are the three buckets, to my mind, that are going to be the most exciting around Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Then, as we head into December, we typically see deeper discounts popping up in the toy category as a whole. And then also winter apparel will start to go on sale more. And then also holiday themed items and gift boxes. Those are the categories that I think get pretty exciting in December. So I don't think that you should do all of your shopping over Black Friday, Cyber Monday because of this ebb and flow that happens. I think you can focus on those main categories and those specifics and then get those other things in December. Just keeping in mind, though, because of potential shipping delays, don't wait too far into December because then you might be on a website and be like, wait, it's going to take a month and a half to get my gift, you know? So don't wait too long.
Yeah, I think last year I noticed a lot of retailers, maybe the supply chain wasn't quite as bad or quite as bad as they thought. And then it got to January and then there were a lot of like apology emails being sent about, sorry, your item is late or sorry, your item is still not here. And so I see a lot of retailers this year saying, okay, if you have to order by December 5th or December 9th or whatever that day may be to even possibly get it for holiday time and, you know, asterisk mark, still might not get there in time.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think, you know, we've all had that experience, and I think we're all going to have that experience in spades this year. So that's why I'm suggesting sort of this game plan. And, you know, also there's a big sale day in December, which is called Free Shipping Day. And it pops up on December 14th. And it's typically the day when retailers will promise on-time delivery for the Christmas holidays. And there are also a lot of sales on that day. Will Free Shipping Day be what it's been like in previous years? I don't think so. So I wouldn't, if you are a Free Shipping Day shopper, I would not bank on that. I would be, even starting now, looking at what that retailer is promising for their shipping time. And even Amazon, you know, and I really feel for sort of the younger shopper, the Gen Z, or the, I heard something the other day, it was the Zillennial, which is maybe, I don't know what that is, but I assume it's between Gen Z and Millennial. But the younger shopper who has grown up on that Amazon Prime, Walmart, Target, you know, order it today, get it tomorrow kind of thing, those shoppers might be in some trouble. Because it's not going to be that way right now. And even Amazon, I've been finding for the past couple of months, like if something's Prime, it doesn't necessarily mean 2 days anymore.
Yeah. Now it's like 3 to 4, maybe. It just kind of depends. So I think with Amazon, it's like you get it when you get it.
Right. Exactly. And so don't bank on that. I mean, I feel like, I've been concerned about this, you know, ship it immediately kind of trend, right, for the past couple of years. I don't love it because I think it trains us to be lazy. It trains us to wait until the last minute. I have fallen into this myself, where someone's birthday is a week away and I'm like, I have time. I could just get it on Amazon. You know, like, you can't take that approach right now. So I think we're in for a bit of a reset also after all of this ends. I hope that those big retailers who have been like charging forward for this immediate delivery kind of thing will dial it back a little bit and hopefully get us into a more healthy place where our expectations are more realistic.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding? Or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical. If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. So thinking about just kind of all year long, I mean, you're a smart shopping expert, which is such a cool title. I just love it. I'm like, how do you become that thing? But like thinking about all year long, so we're going to roll out of the holidays. We might feel a little fatigue from buying and whether we go in a little bit of debt or not. I mean, it's everybody has kind of a different holiday season, but are there any tips that you could share with us just kind of all year round about how to shop smart and save money all year round?
Yeah, and it's very simple. I think, you know, we were talking about deal sites and especially those that have browser extensions and apps. I think just getting into the habit of using one or two of those for everything. So anytime you shop, and this is what I do, I look for a way to save on that item, and it takes me a minute or 5 minutes max, you know, and I've been able to save a lot over the years simply by doing that. So if you get into the habit, and technology is your friend here, right? Like we don't have to rifle through these circulars and clip coupons and worry about expiration dates anymore. We can just install an app on our phone and a browser extension on our laptop and call it a day, right? So it's very easy to do this. And I just think it's a matter of getting into the habit. And then if you want to dig a little deeper, you know, take an extra step and see maybe what your credit card carrier is offering. Credit card carriers are sending you emails regularly, which you might be ignoring at this point, and I would advise against that. 40% off at Levi's exclusively if you use your Chase Visa, or if you use your American Express Gold, you can get 20% off at Walmart, you know, whatever it is. Like your credit card carrier is offering really legitimate deals that I think a lot of people ignore. And so that's kind of another step to this, my sort of smart shopping plan. And I do all of those things. But if you can at the very least install one app and one browser extension, it can be the same company. And then at least you're making a big effort and you'll save a lot. It'll be worth it.
I love that tip about the credit card because I use that. I started to use it when we would like go out to dinner. I would kind of look at the credit cards and say, okay, who's giving me cash back or a certain percentage off? And we have been able to dine out at lots of places where, I mean, we were already going to go to that restaurant, but I think one time, maybe it was through American Express, there was a deal for like 40% off. If you spent over, I think it was like $30 or $40, which going out to eat now is very easy to spend over that amount of money for two people. And it was just, it was something where I just kind of saw it. And then it really sparked my brain like, okay, let me look at my other credit cards. But you're right. Like there's so many nooks and crannies. It's almost, you almost feel like you need a little checklist of things to go down, but it really does pay off. And then what you can do with that money in exchange is so many different things. And I think, I mean, that's really to me, the power of shopping smart.
I would agree. And I think with credit cards in particular, like if it's too much to even look for those offers, like as long as you're using the right credit card for certain things. So you brought up food. You know, certain cards offer a higher higher points rewards for certain categories. So, you know, for instance, I have an American Express Gold and I get 4x points every time I buy food. So we use that for groceries. We use that for restaurants. And then those points accrue in my account and I can apply them to my balance. I can buy things with them. And that's very easy. And I think that a lot of people forget to look at their credit cards. And as your credit improves, you know, obviously we don't want to apply for a lot of new credit cards or carry lots of new credit cards. But every once in a while, if you've noticed, for instance, that your credit score has improved over the years, it might be time to get a new credit card. Because the better your credit is, the better the credit card you can qualify for. And those credit cards can earn you a lot back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a good point. And kind of circling back to this idea of being a smart shopping expert. So for those of us that have not listened to the previous episode, tell me a little bit about, I mean, how did you even get this career?
I made it up.
That's the best.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and it's like, I think, the best example of sort of cobbling together your own thing like you've done. Right. So it's like, you know, you look at the things that you can do and that you're good at, and then you create that sort of house around yourself. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to start out working for RetailMeNot, a coupon site. But prior to that, I owned a beauty company. Like the pivot there was big. And that just happened because I started writing budget friendly or budget living content for a friend for their site. And it just kind of rolled from there. And so, that's, you know, I took that opportunity to start working at RetailMeNot. And then they had a pretty large layoff in 2015. And I thought, I think I could do this on my own. Like I understand the space now. I had written hundreds of blog posts at that point. I'd been on TV hundreds of times. And I just thought, I think this is something I can do on my own. And so that was 6 years ago. And I have no regrets at all. I love what I do so much. right now it is like an avalanche. So, you know, I have my moments where I'm like, oh, what did I do? You know, like I've definitely created a bit of a monster around the holiday shopping season where like, I can't stop working. Like I can't. And so it's a little bit crazy, but I know that it's going to happen that way. So I kind of prepare emotionally and logistically, and my family's aware, and you know, it's like, oh, Trey's going to drop out for 3 months of the year. And that's just kind of the way it works. But that's, you know, the 30% of my business or 40% of my business happens right now. So I prepare for that. And I really do enjoy it.
We've probably covered some of the questions, but curious, are there any commonly asked smart shopping questions that you get, especially around this holiday time when you're doing interviews?
You know, the thing that I find that I talk about a lot are setting expectations or budgets around shopping. And especially now, people tend to go overboard during the holidays and carry debt into the next year. And that drives me bananas because I am 100% debt free and I plan to stay that way. So I really think that it's important for people to take a look at who they're buying for, what they're spending, look at last year. Did they bring debt into the new year? And if so, it's time to change something, right? So are you buying for too many people? Are you spending too much on certain people and why? And then if you find sort of a spending trap around the holidays, for instance, you realize, oh my gosh, I'm buying for 20 people in my family, or I'm buying for my entire office. It's a really good opportunity now to ask those questions like, wait a second, maybe I should suggest let's draw names or only buy for the kids or set a spending limit, because the people around you are probably will be grateful that you've made the suggestion too. And there's simply no reason to go into debt during the holidays. You know, we're giving gifts to express our care for others. Why is it that people carry debt into the new year just to do that, right? So that's right. One thing that I talk about that I'm passionate about. And the other thing is, you know, sometimes people ask me, well, you know, you talk about all the big sales and Black Friday and Cyber Monday and Walmart, Target, Amazon, but like, what about the little businesses? And I think it's really important to talk about the small businesses, especially small businesses owned by people of color, were inordinately impacted by the pandemic. And so I think it's really important to have a balance in your shopping where, yes, you know, it's so easy to hop online and order from Amazon, but it's also important to stroll downtown and see what the boutiques in town are offering, or go on to Etsy or Uncommon Goods or Grommet and check out some small businesses and see how you can support them as well, and particularly if they're owned by people of color.
And that's such a great point, because I think that goes to kind of the mindset of shopping, and how, like you were saying, we've been trained to expect that we order something, we get it in a day or 2 days. But to really change just our mindset and thinking about shopping, especially around the holidays, and look for those small retailers where it really does make a difference if you buy one or two things from them versus Amazon. I mean, whether you buy your good for Amazon or not, Amazon's going to be just okay. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's great to think about, just even maybe it's just even taking a minute to kind of reframe and reshape your thinking around even what you want your holiday experience to be.
I would agree. And, you know, you taking that small step will make such a big difference. And, you know, think about this too. You know, we were talking about supply chain issues. So imagine, you know, Amazon and Walmart and Target and Macy's and Bloomie's and Home Depot all having supply chain issues, but they can afford to hire their own freighter and pay 20 times more for in shipping costs to get that product here on time. Imagine what the little guys are doing, right? Like, yeah, they can't get their stuff. And so small shop owners and small brands are being very creative right now to figure out how to even stock their shelves or their online shops. Like, how can they make holiday interesting? And so I think it's even more important this year than ever to support small businesses for that reason as well.
I'm curious if you have maybe any gift suggestions, if somebody's listening and maybe they are on a super, super tight budget, but they really want to buy something for a couple of people. Are there any good suggestions of things to even think about?
Oh, that's such a broad and tough question.
I know. I just did a broad stroke, but
I would say, you know, I have a gift guide on my website, truetray.com, which is, I have 60 gifts under 100. And the gifts range from, I think, $16 to $99.95 or whatever. So that might be a good place to start. And then I would also, when you're searching on different retailer sites, you know, big or small, you can often search by price. And I think that's a good way, too, to look for things that are within your budget, especially if you've had a look at your budget and you realize that you went overboard and you're dialing back. It might be good to shop a bit more mindfully and shop by price rather than, you know, like, oh, my son is asking for that PlayStation 5. You know, not every parent can afford a PlayStation 5, right? And so I think, you know, while we're talking about that, I think it's good for parents to set expectations with their kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ask for that, you know, give me 5 gifts that you're interested in getting. And, you know, we may not be able to give you the big exciting bells and whistles one. It may be something else. And here's why. I think it's totally okay to have those conversations with your kids and say, like, you know, I have a limit to how much I can spend this year because I'm not working right now or whatever it is. Like, it's okay to have those conversations with your kids, in my opinion. You obviously don't want to alarm them or to make them feel unsafe, but we're talking about holiday gifts. Like, you can say, like, find something, you know, for $15 that you really love. And that's what we're doing this year, because that's what we're doing. That's it.
Yeah. And that sort of made me think about all of these buy now, pay later services, which are just popping up absolutely everywhere. Do you have any best practices for those?
I do. And so I think that buy now, pay later is, it's kind of the new layaway, right? So it's,
right.
So if you get the product first, which is nice. They're very helpful for someone who is looking to buy something now and pay it off over 4 installments. You know, I'm a huge proponent of paying off your credit card bills every month. And you can't always do that if you're buying a flat screen TV, for instance, right? So if you buy a flat screen TV with a buy now, pay later plan, you have, you know, 3 or 4, depending on the service, payments to pay that off interest free. Now, the trouble happens when someone purchases something that they can't afford and they can't feasibly pay off within that time frame. Then you start, you know, in some cases paying interest, or you're sort of cut off and you can't use buy now, pay later again until you get sorted out. Mm-hmm. So I do think that buy now, pay later is a good option, because, you know, while some of the sort of gold and platinum credit cards will offer you that payoff in a certain, you know, time frame over a few months, but most sort of basic credit cards do not offer that. And so buy now, pay later is a good service for those who are looking to spread their payments out.
Such good advice. Well, we've been talking about giving other people's gifts. I'm just curious, do you have a favorite gift you've ever received?
I have to say that, you know, because I shop for a living too, I'm very, very fortunate. I write gift guides during the holidays. And so I am literally buried in gifts right now. And so I'm very hard to buy for, as you can imagine, because I've already shopped for all the things that I like because I'm writing the gift guides. And, you know, so what I really love are homemade gifts. Like, I love it when my daughter, who's 15 now, when she makes me a pair of earrings or draws me a beautiful card. She and my husband have done some really clever, creative things. Like, they've made me handmade photo albums and stuff like that. Like, I love that. Or if a friend knows that I'm just buried in work during the holiday season, brings me by some cookies that they made. Like, I'm happy just with that.
I love it. That's such a good gift. I love homemade gifts.
Right?
Well, I would love to know, as we kind of just wrap up here, if you were to summarize like 3 best tips that you think we need to remember this holiday shopping season, what would those be?
I would say be organized. And I want to make a note here. I think that a lot of us carry our shopping lists around in our heads, and that's not the best place to carry a shopping list. So I would say, you know, use a notebook or put it in your notes app on your phone, which is I like. You know, you can put your recipients, how much you plan to spend, some gift ideas. That's there forever. So next year you can look back and be like, oh, right, I got Aunt Mary that thing last year. So let me find something else. Or I spent this much on this person. It's just a good way to stay organized and on track. So I would say get organized first. Never take a price at face value. So get into that habit of looking for ways to save on every single thing that you buy. And then I would say the last one is for this year, it's have a plan B. Because you may not be able to find what you're looking for. And so, you know, you may need to opt for a gift card. You may need to opt for an IOU. It might just come down to that this year. So those would be my three tips for 2021.
Well, Trey, as always, it's been such a pleasure to chat with you. I love talking about holiday deals. Tell everyone listening where they can go to find all your great shopping guides and to connect with you online.
Sure. So I'm at True Trey just about everywhere. So TrueTrey.com is my website. I have a bi-monthly newsletter. I would also recommend, you know, if you prefer Instagram, I'm True Trey on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter as well. So those are the best places to find me. And then, you know, I do write for MarketWatch and MSN, and I do TV, Today Show, Good Morning America, all the local stuff. So keep your eyes peeled. I'll probably be talking about very similar things. So actually, if you're looking for like a comprehensive holiday shopping guide, I feel like we've covered it right here. So this is a good place to find me too.
I just honestly love the holiday season. It's not always about the gift giving. It's just about the feeling around the holidays. I don't know about you, but I feel good. I also love a good holiday shopping deal, let's be honest. And I think Trey's tips around the idea of setting realistic holiday shopping expectations this year are just really important. Something you might want might not be in stock. There might be shipping delays. An item might sell out before you hit the pay now button. I've had this happen to me way too many times lately. So my friend, just a reminder, go easy this holiday season and borrow some of Trey's tips to save some cash that you can then use towards your money goals. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend or family member or somebody you know that loves a good saving money holiday shopping episode. As always, you can head to the show notes for all the links to our episode guest, as well as our amazing episode sponsors who make this podcast possible. I'll see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days for the fresh new episode.